question was asked. We find scenarios where people are believed, yet testimony seems to be a very defined term. You need two kosher witnesses who are men. Where do you need that? Where are other people believed? So we have to discern between ne'emanut, trustworthiness, and edut, testimony. When we speak about ne'emanut, trustworthiness, so then eid echad ne'eman b'isurin. So we believe a single person, a woman gives you food, your wife gives you food to eat, your mother gives you food to eat, if she's a regular observant Jew, so you can believe her. She says it's kosher, you can eat it. But is she a pair of witnesses? No. What belief does she have? So that's ne'emanut, that's trust. There is a concept that we trust people in certain scenarios, we trust them. And this is ongoing, I'm saying in all of life. You trust your spouse. It's not a question of testimony. So in court, we also have scenarios of ne'emanut. We have scenarios where what the court is interested is verifying through trust what happened. Now that's not the classical case of what the court is dealing with. Classically, the court is interested in edut, testimony. Generally, in order for the court to give a ruling, they need testimony. Well, testimony, you need two kosher witnesses, etc. But there are exceptions. There are scenarios where what the court needs is also ne'emanut. Now, sometimes the court doesn't have edut, such as the story of the concubine on the hilltop. You didn't have two kosher witnesses who knew what happened. The man is in the house, he and his host, they don't know what happened outside.
So what is the claim of Israel to do with
that? Pause, wait. So under such circumstances, the general rule is that the court cannot administer its classical generic punishment. But there is a broader guideline for the court that sometimes the court can say, even though technically I don't have the evidence necessary to act, I deem it necessary to act nonetheless. I am the public representative for the public good, and so the court is given a broader license to sometimes act out of the public interest, even though the halachic criterion were not met. So the courts, the people of Israel come with a claim to the tribe of Benjamin, and they say, you have to react. You don't have witnesses. Okay, but you still have to react. You can't let this go on. And the tribe of Benjamin says, leave me alone. This is an internal affair of our tribe. This has nothing to do with you. And the people of Israel say, no, give over the people from the hilltop. We want to kill them. And the tribe of Benjamin says, no, I'm not giving over the people of the hilltop. And civil war ensues. But technically, the claim of the people of Israel was, even if you don't have witnesses, part of your jurisdiction and your responsibility is to react to certain things and not allow certain problems to fester within society. And this is a great example of where we have to react. So, yes, technically we ordinarily need a dut. Testimony also involves a warning, hatra'ah. But if we do not have a dim and hatra'ah, there will be scenarios where the court will react, even administering the death penalty, because they have the license to do so where they think that's the correct response.